The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, from glow-ups to stress breakouts, wedding skincare has become a huge part of pre-wedding preparation. And not just for the bride, let me tell you. Rosemary Coleman is consultant dermatologist at the BlackRock Clinic here to talk me through all of this. Rosemary, this is like this. You need a degree in this now, getting ready for the wedding.
Because you have a degree.
Well, you have. But the rest of us, I mean, you have to start months and months and months in advance.
Well, there is that nowadays. Well, the important thing is that if you have something you want to correct, don't pitch up to the dermatologist 3 weeks before your wedding, having spent a fortune getting beauty treatments and gimmicks to try and get rid of your acne, your rosacea, pigmentation, dermatitis. Give us a chance to correct your skin of any flaws, shrink the pores, get rid of the pigment. That's going to take a couple of months. So this is a marathon and not a sprint.
Okay, so what are the things that you would be recommending in an ideal situation now? That we'll take the bride as the person we're looking after here. When do you start? What do you need to do?
Okay, well, a common problem I've had is brides coming in 4 to 6 weeks before the wedding with acne. So if you're the bride, don't tolerate. People don't often realise that a couple of spots on their chin all the time is actually acne and it's scarring their skin. So don't tolerate any skin problems. Don't be covering them up with makeup 10 months in advance. So I would say deal with any skin abnormalities that need medical treatment like acne, rosacea, severe broken blood vessels, pigmentation, young girls, melasma, pigmentation of the pill or of pregnancy, and things like that. And then you've got,
and what is the treatment that they would need for things like
this? We would use medical treatments largely, and then we'll complement them. So if somebody has acne and acne scarring, we will treat their acne medically, but we will treat their acne scarring with lasers, microneedling, occasionally peels, mainly lasers. And you need downtime because they might need 3 to 6 treatments a month apart. So you need that 10 to 12 month run in time for the correction phase. Or if they've melasma, we will treat them with the prescription grade hydroquinone, kojic acid, vitamin C creams, plus microneedling. They might need 3 a month apart. We like to do that well in advance.
And with things like microneedling, are you going to have a bit of redness after that? So, I mean, just thinking about people who might get this done a few weeks before the wedding and they're turning up.
They shouldn't. No. But the operator shouldn't touch them. Yeah. They should do nothing a few weeks before the wedding. Nothing different, nothing new, no new products, no new facials. Just stay very conservative, because you do not want to develop an allergic contact dermatitis or an infection a week or two before your wedding.
Yeah, Botox.
Be conservative. My philosophy on Botox is do not try it for the first time within 6 months of the wedding, because Botox has to be fashioned for each individual. Everybody needs a slightly different touch depending on their facial structure. It takes 2 weeks to take full effect. Most people find Botox only lasts 3 months, but some people will get 6 months out of it. That's fabulous normally, but not if you don't like what was done to you. So don't try Botox for the first time sooner than 6 months before the wedding, so that if you don't like it, it will wear off.
Yeah, you don't want to not like how you're looking on your wedding day.
Exactly.
Full stop.
And you could be stuck with it. But ideally then, get the Botox right, maybe, you know, somewhere between 12 and 6 months. You mightn't, your budget mightn't allow you to do it regularly, but you might want it for the big day for a particular area like a frown. Then do not do it closer than 4 to 6 weeks before the wedding. It takes 2 weeks to kick in. And then if you need a little tweak, it takes 2 weeks to kick in. And I always think it looks its best at 4 to 6 weeks when the face relaxes around it.
Okay, so this is down to timing and working well in advance. So people want to look sort of glowy, fresh, healthy on their wedding day. That's the ambition, isn't it?
Yes.
And how do you get there?
Now, Claire, most brides are young and they look like that already. Okay, girls,
youth
is beauty. You don't need much. So the mothers of the bride, that's a different kettle of fish. But the run-in treatments for the last period, so in the last 4 to 6 weeks, you should, or even the last 2 weeks, only have treatments that you have tried before and that you know whether or not there's any downtime. So, for example, a very popular one is something called Clear and Brilliant. The only thing I don't like about that laser is the name, but it actually does deliver.
Well, that's a laser treatment,
is it? It's a laser. It delivers lovely, bright, radiant skin. Don't do it. Do it around 2 weeks before the wedding and it will be beautiful on the day. it'll only have a short period of downtime, but you must have it tested in advance. What if you're allergic to the local anaesthetic cream that's used? You have to be prepared for every eventuality. What if you get an infection or an outbreak of herpes or something? So 2 weeks before the wedding, or there is a laser called a YAG laser. Now, men love this because, like it or not, the fairer sex have a higher pain threshold and we're more focused when it comes to cosmetic treatments. This is utterly painless and it's great for the red face men. The grooms and the groom's fathers are, or the bride's fathers are often marched into us around 10 to 12 months
YAG
to get
laser.
Rid of the red face.
Because
the YAG is painless.
It's not sore and they
it's
like
utterly
it.
Utterly painless. And
babies.
There's no downtime. I know. We hold their hands. They usually say the wife sent me in, but I've yet to meet a man who doesn't like looking better either.
Of course. And so when it comes to skincare, so moving on from the treatments, what sort of skincare should people be looking at? Should you be now, if you're a year out from your wedding or 6 months, be starting to use active products?
That's exactly right. Try to get retinol into your skincare regimen, if possible, but don't keep doing it if it doesn't suit you. Too many people are using retinol and they shouldn't. It's stripping their skin and they're peely, but they think I'm using retinol so it's better. You have to look better with the product. Try to get retinol in. Try to get glycolic acid products in. Vitamin C. I won't bore you with sunblock. You're sick of that.
No, do, because it is a huge topic. Right now, because we're in the middle of a heat wave, how much is enough? Do I really need to? Oh, we're getting so many questions on this.
Yes,
you know, regardless of whether you're coming in or not, we're hearing about it from our listeners because people are putting it on in the mornings and then thinking, do I really have to reapply and after how long? So you might as well take that for us.
Okay. It really does. You do need to reapply, not just because we're having beautiful weather
now. How often?
It very much depends on your activity. So, Claire, if you're in here for the day today, when you leave around lunchtime or whenever, I would reapply because you put it on very early this morning. If you used a chemical sunblock, it is starting to deactivate after 2 to 3 hours. So you won't have no sunblock, but you definitely will not have a factor 50. If you're out playing tennis at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's hot and sweaty, you're blowing your nose, rubbing your face, you need to reapply as soon as you've finished. If you're out playing golf, you need to reapply halfway because you're out there for 4 to 5 hours. It's very difficult for people, say, who are jogging and running and sweating a lot. If they're going for a very long run, it's very important to wear clothes, high neck, sleeves in. Try and get the SPF clothing that will suit your sport. In the summer, I'll play tennis with long sleeves. You know, it's a very light fabric because it's very hard to protect.
You can't rely on the SPF in those circumstances because of the heat.
Yeah.
I have a question in from Jeanette. What to do about a skin rash that hits the moment I'm in the sun? On the face, the arms, the chest and the hands, I seem to be allergic to it. I wear a factor 50, which helps, but it doesn't always stop it. And Jeanette is very lucky because she's heading off to Barbados in July.
Okay, that's a very common disorder. It's called polymorphic light eruption. And it's extremely common. It's usually a UVA sensitivity. It normally comes on around day 5 to 7 of the sun holiday. What she should do is go to the GP and get a course of oral steroids, prednisolone, and take that on holidays with her. The minute the rash hits, she takes them. And that'll settle it down and stop it flaring up.
Is this a Celtic skin issue?
Yes, it's largely, but not exclusively.
Mm. And I had expected you to tell me that Jeanette should cover up in the sun.
Well, like that goes without saying. If you're going to get a sun sensitivity and you lie there and sunbathe, she can't sunbathe once she's got that disorder.
Even on the steroids.
It's going to be a gift because at the end of the day, she's going to have to protect her skin more. But it's tender. It ruins your holiday. It's itchy. It's unsightly. It often won't appear on the face because the face has had what's called hardening. Her face has been exposed
to
UV
to the
365 days, so it's become tolerant to that wavelength.
Okay, now I distracted you from your skincare regime for brides-to-be, and included in that was the SPF, which is a given.
Well, Claire, you know, this sounds boring, but say you're on a strict budget and you really want to have the best skin of the day. I swear, if you use very serious sunblock and nothing but it, you will see a change in your skin in a year. So that's the cheapest way to do it. Apart from that, get your skincare products organized. You don't have to suddenly start lashing everything on just because you're getting married. Don't change them in the run-up to the wedding. But I think that there are very good active ingredients out there. Once say from mid-20s, really around the 30s, when our skin is starting to show loss of collagen and elastin. And they would include the retinols, the alpha-hydroxy acids, vitamin C, peptides, hyaluronic acid in a moisturiser.
Mm-hmm. Peptides you mentioned there, and they are very fashionable at the moment. Should everybody be using peptides?
They're probably in a lot of the products you're already using. So they're fashionable now because that's the current trend. They've been around a long time. And they do complement skincare, stimulate collagen, etc.
Okay, Rosemary, thank you very much for coming in. Good to see you as always. Rosemary Coleman there, consultant dermatologist from the BlackRock Clinic. Get your sunscreen on.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.